And I've got Amelia Lawley in the studio from the budgeting service here now, just to have a bit of a chat about what's going on there. Amelia's taken over as the, let's see, what do you call yourself, the CEO, managing director this year?
The Lord above. No, I'm just the coordinator. I don't even like the word manager.
Okay, it's the coordinator of the budgeting service. So the budgeting service, I suppose there's some people on the island who know it very well and others who don't, who perhaps need to know about it. So what's, I mean, what's the basis of it all?
Well, we'd like everybody on the island to know about it. It's really just another tool for people to use the same way that they get their car checked. They can get their finances checked. It doesn't have to be a situation where you're, you know, in extremis or in huge debt or, you know, being chased by power companies and creditors. Really, it's we can do as little as write a support letter for you so that you can access WINS entitlements that you may not be currently getting, or we can take over your entire income and pay on your behalf, pay all your bills, set up all your APs. That's called total money management. That's the extreme end of the budgeting services that we deliver. But anything in the middle, I mean, people, I had a great email a couple of weeks ago from a guy who'd just moved to the island with his family where they're about to have a baby. He just said, you know, we really want to look at how we can best tweak our costs and our situation before we have this child, and prepare for going back down to one income. Can you help? And it was like, oh, absolutely. That's exactly the kind of thing we want to do. We want to do preventative assistance before it gets to the point where it is, you know, ambulance at the bottom of the cliff.
And but do you find that in the main, you do get people who are really in kind of desperate situations?
Yeah, we do. We do. We get people who have put their head in the sand, and you know, we've all done that. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed about or embarrassed about. It's just life. Everybody has money problems. It's universal. Budgeting skills aren't taught in a formal capacity at school. I mean, they might be now, but they certainly weren't for my generation. And a lot of people haven't had good sort of sound models at home with their parents who, you know, to educate them, you know, in that sense. So we really, everything we do has an education aspect. So it's not about us just getting you out of the poo. It's about us actually getting you out of the poo, but also giving you the skills, furnishing people with the skills so that they don't get back into that situation.
I mean, there's a good many of us who, you know, might have budgeting problems, but it's, you know, we kind of know what the issue is. And if we just stop buying those things, you know, or whatever it is, that we could be all right. But there must be another group of people who just actually don't have enough money.
Oh, absolutely. And those are the people who, it's a real challenge to try and look at, you know, to look at their budget, look at their incomings, look at their expenses, and there is a deficit. And then, you know, the task is then to find ways of making that deficit go away. And, you know, there are basic things like banks, you know, some banks charge more. You know, some bank fees are exorbitant and some banks don't have any bank fees. So it's things like that. There are ways, but yeah, I mean, especially on Waiheke, we have very, very high rents. Benefits haven't increased significantly to reflect the increase in rent and the increased cost of living and the lack of jobs on this island. I mean, there's very little work in that sort of, you know, lower sector. I mean, I hate that word lower, but people, you know, professionals commute to the city to well-paid jobs. People who, you know, that sort of traditional Waiheke population who moved here because it was cheap, because it was a nice lifestyle, a great place to raise their kids, those jobs are drying up. And we are losing our service base. I mean, who's going to clean the holiday homes when people, you know, all the people who've done that job can't afford to live here anymore and leave?
And I mean, you're at the sharp end of that. Do you, I mean, and we often hear that, you know, that people are shifting off the island because they can no longer be here.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you think that's actually real?
Oh, it is. It is absolutely real. I mean, I know of families leaving every week, pretty much. And, you know, I was in WINS a week or so ago, and they're sort of talking about making Waiheke a situation like Great Barrier where people can't actually move here and go on a benefit. You won't be allowed to because there aren't – that's a direct recognition and acknowledgement that there aren't the jobs here. So really coming to live on Waiheke and being a lower income earner or a beneficiary is not going to be an option. You know, our accommodation supplement rate over here is paid out, it's lower than Central Auckland. Why that is, I have no idea. Something to do with the traditional rental levels on Waiheke. And I mean, that hasn't changed to reflect the fact that they go up all the time. You know, real estate agents are constantly telling their clients, you know, you can get another $20, you can get another $30 a week. And they're doing it. You know, and people can't afford to live in these places anymore.
So the budgeting service, so people are coming along and they're going, hey, I'm in trouble. Mm. And, you know, you've got those range of services. But what kind of typically happens if someone kind of, you know, I mean, how do they get hold of you and then what happens?
Some people come from WINS because they need a food grant and they need to come down and see us because they've exhausted their entitlements at WINS. Those people we like to try and, well, obviously we help them. We give them food parcel, but we also like to grab them and say, listen, come and see us. Some people are self-refer, you know, they hear about it through other people. Some people are referred by doctor, some people, you know, it's word of mouth. I'd love to be able to get the message out there that we just come. Doesn't matter what your situation, doesn't matter whether you're just wondering whether there might be more money out there for you somewhere, whether be it from WINS or, you know, in your job or whatever, or if there are ways that you could tweak your domestic finances. Just come and see us. Don't wait till it's too late. That's really my message, is what I really want to get out there.
So if someone does want to do that, what do they do?
Just give us a ring. 6300, make an appointment, come in. You know, we've got a lovely little house in Oniroa. We've always got a cup of tea on the boil. Like, there's lots of people there to chat to. And, you know, we just really like to meet people. And it's not... I sort of sometimes get the feeling that people think it's going to be a punitive or a didactic kind of an encounter. We're going to tell them their lifestyle's not up to snuff, or they should stop smoking, or they should do this, or should do that. Shouldn't, you know, we don't like should. We like would and could, definitely. You know, you know, this would help, or we could help, or whatever. But no one's going to tell anybody that the way they live or the things they do are wrong. It's definitely about respecting the way people who people are, how they choose to be, and just trying to make it work for them.
And I suppose there's an embarrassment factor for people, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's another thing. And I think that's particularly a Waiheke thing because it is a small community. There is no anonymity, and so people do know if you're going to budgeting. And I think that's possibly why some people will make 3 or 4 appointments and just not turn up, and then they'll come when it's really bad. If they'd come in the first instance, it could have been so much easier.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely... I'd love to be able to normalise it in people's heads, make it just like another service, like you go to the doctor. You know, I was on the DPB for 3 years and I used to hate walking into WINS, so I understand the feeling. But at the end of the day, God, I mean, these things are there to help people. These services are here to assist.
So tell us a little bit about the operation of the service, because like it's not a government service.
It's not a government service or anything. No, we're a charitable trust. We're entirely independent. We are affiliated to the New Zealand Federation of Family Budgeting Services, which is a national organisation. They basically just sort of oversee us. We have our own governance. We have a board of trustees and a management committee. There's me, I'm the coordinator, and then we have 5 advisors who are trained by the Federation, and they are partially volunteer, partially paid, mainly volunteer, and they're all very, very experienced and extremely wonderful human beings, and they're the ones that the client will go into the office and to the appointment with. And essentially at first it's just a conversation, you know, getting to know each other and finding out what the issues are. Yeah, I think I've probably gone further than what you wanted me to on that.
But. No, I think, you know, so how do you maintain it? I mean, because you're talking about giving food yeah. parcels to people, you know, you're giving people that kind of support, you're employing staff. I mean, but you're not, you know, how do you do all of that?
Well, we have Ministry of Social Development funding. That's a yearly chunk that we get. Then we find our own funding from other sources, ASB, Trust and Lotteries mainly. We receive donations. Our food bank is entirely donated. Supermarket give us... We have a food rescue contract with Countdown, and they give us all the food that's been damaged or fallen off the back of a truck, so to speak. And we get a lot of donations from the churches for food donations from the churches. I mean, we run a pretty tight ship. You know, no one's making a fortune. And we are entirely not-for-profit.
Yeah. So you talked about that trend of, you know, rents and the impact that that's having on people and the fact that benefits haven't gone up. Are there other factors that you're seeing flowing through that are impacting on, you know, on people who are having budgeting problems?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the availability of credit it's crazy. You know, these companies have absolutely no scruples about not only accepting, you know, or granting loans to people who clearly cannot afford to pay them back, but actually targeting them, looking for them, offering them loans. Cost of living, GST, you know, increases, things like that. They actually impact people sort of going 2.5% increase, or prescription charges only a couple of dollars. It means a lot to people who may only have $25 a week to live on after they've paid everything. And in general, the consumer world we live in, I mean, it's, you know, we're driven by this need to buy and have. And, you know, I say to my child, you know, it's that sense of entitlement. Like, I need to have the new stuff, and I need to be like everybody else and have a good phone and all the rest of it. People are vulnerable to those things. And, you know, who can blame them?
So do you think as a community that Waiheke does a good job of looking after its own?
Yeah, I do, absolutely. You know, we've got an incredible range of social services on this island, and, you know, it's on one hand, the coastline is prohibitive. You know, we can't get off the island if we're on a certain income. And you do lack, like I said before, you do lack anonymity when you may want it, but at the same time, it's a very supportive community, I feel. You know, we have great relationships with all the other social services on the island, the Holder and the Health Trust, and you know, WINS as well, the police, Living Without Violence, Adult Literacy. They're all motivated by this, by the awareness and the desire, the awareness of the people who are suffering, and the desire to really try and bolster them up.
All right, so let's just finish off with just, you know, your phone number again was the...
Yeah, 372-6300.
6300. And what are your hours of operation, and where do people find you?
We're closed on a Monday. We're open from Tuesday 9 till 4, Wednesday 9 till 2, Thursday and Friday 9 till 2. We have a Facebook page. We have a website. And we are entirely happy to be emailed, phoned, with any question. Doesn't matter how silly, doesn't matter how meaningless it might appear, we are happy to give anybody any advice anytime.
Great.
Yep.
All right. And you're going to be coming in and kind of doing something regularly, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a few plans in the works, so
yep.
Yeah, I'd like to keep my little piping voice coming through the airwaves.
Excellent. All right. So it's Amelia Lawley from Waiheke Budgeting Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for
popping in this
me.
Morning.
Cheers.